Dice, FallQuest.com. Join us twice a week, Mondays and Fridays, right here on the Midday 180 to talk Vols. And there has been plenty to talk about the last couple of weeks with Tennessee recruiting. Austin Price on with us now in his lovely home setup with the Masters logo on the wall behind him. Austin, welcome in, man. How are you?
What's up, guys?
So I'm reading the War Room this morning at FallQuest. And everyone is kind of speculating now about not if a season's going to happen per se. They're more and more optimistic that's going to happen, but when teams can arrive back on campus to start conditioning and everything else. Yeah. There's a growing optimism that maybe June could be a time for Tennessee players and coaches to return. Lincoln Riley of Oklahoma saying something completely different, that it's foolish for anyone to think about coming back before, you know, fall semester starts. Where do you think Tennessee is in that decision-making process right now, Austin? And is there a possibility that players return in June?
Yeah, I think there's a real possibility they return in June. I don't think it's a slam dunk, but I do think that that's something that the entire SEC is talking about. If you're Tennessee, I think that they are looking at the logistical issues and possible problems that would come with players coming back in June and trying to work out the kinks. And, this may be one of the few times that all Tennessee fans want to agree with Mike Gundy, who, of course, you know, is ready for Oklahoma State players to be back on campus, whereas his counterpart at Oklahoma, Lincoln Riley, is not.
Well, Mike Gundy also ready for the Tennessee job to open back up again so he can get himself a raise by talking to whoever the athletic director is. He's done that successfully twice now, publicly flirting with Tennessee to get a raise from Oklahoma State. With football recruiting right now, it's funny. It feels like a slow moment because nothing's happened since this past weekend in terms of commitments. There's a number of tight ends on the board for Tennessee. And if we're looking at possibly players that may announce soon or Tennessee may get some good news from, is the tight end position one to watch right now, Austin?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Miles Campbell is set to do something on Monday. That's his birthday. Tennessee has been trending there for a while, but specifically the last two or three weeks, things have kind of looked positive for Tennessee. And then Tennessee is going to continue to recruit Trinity Bell. He just dropped his top five the other day, his final five. Would expect him to do something, coming up here sometime in the future. And then Hudson Wolf, out of Hardin County. I think he'll probably do something probably within the next month. I mean, I don't think it's, anything. There's not a specific date. I don't think he's going to set a specific date. I think it'll just kind of happen. It could happen, next week. It could happen 5 weeks from now. Point is he's taking, he's moving towards a decision, yet going at his own pace. And that's a Tennessee-Ohio State battle, in my opinion. I think Alabama and Ole Miss are kind of looming right there in 3 and 4, but I think Tennessee surged and Ohio State's kind of been that team that's always been there. So Tennessee wants to add playmakers at the tight end position. They did not sign one a year ago, so it makes sense to go multiple guys this time around. And, let's face it, Trinity Bell, a tight end, but, at 263 pounds as a high school junior, very well could grow out of that position, with work in the college weight room.
And Tennessee's had some pretty good luck in the past with guys who came in as a tight end that were that athletic that grew a bit and became a good tackle for them also. So certainly one to watch.
Yeah.
So, Austin, I wanted to ask about peer recruiting, specifically in this class. You talked about Kamara Wilcox and being a key cog in that peer recruiting element of it. Group texts are common. I don't know that recruiting class Zoom meetings are that common with other teams, recruiting classes out there. What can you tell us about possibly the players that are committed to Tennessee having Zoom meetings? And are there some players that aren't currently in the class that are taking part in these Zoom meetings?
Chad, 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, I didn't know what Zoom was. So
me neither.
Or Skype. I knew what these things were, but I'd never done them. Because you weren't forced to. So now it's like commonplace. It's like, this is where I want to be. Not, I mean, I want to get out of my house, but as far as this just makes it easy.
I got you. Yeah.
So, with each year, there's new trends, there's new ways to go about things, and this is kind of that latest thing. So yeah, Tennessee's current commits have gotten on Zoom calls with players like Amarius Mims, the big offensive tackle down in Georgia, like Smile Munden, he's just a kind of a rock linebacker in the state of Georgia. So yeah, they're working things hard, and realistically, I think this is a great way to kind of get to know each other, because you're seeing each other. A lot of these kids know each other anyway. Like Miles Campbell, you know, he's set to do something on Monday. If he ends up picking Tennessee, then, you know, Smile Monday is somebody that, you know, hey, he's seen him before. They played peewee football against each other. Now, they've not seen each other as much in recent years since they're at separate high schools, but they've known each other for a long time. Same thing with a lot of these Georgia kids. They've seen each other at camps, at different recruiting visits and stuff. So, you know, to be able to get on those Zoom calls and build relationships further down the line, I think helps Tennessee. It helps kids. And, I mean, really any program that's doing this is smart, because I think it just it kind of continues to cultivate and build relationships.
So, Austin, Tennessee, with 21 current commitments and possibly others signing up, committing in short order here also. So the thought out there is, okay, Tennessee's class looks to be almost done. They're going to get worse. Georgia and LSU and Alabama only going to get better because they don't have a lot of commitments right now, which I can see where people would say that. My question, though, is this in terms of Tennessee's recruiting class. I think everyone's looking at it as Tennessee already has the blue chip guys, 4- and 5-star, they're going to get, and they're not getting any more. They just need to hold on to those, and they may lose a couple. But what are the chances that Tennessee's class even looks better in the end when all this is said and done? Because maybe they add a few more 4- and 5-stars, and maybe some of those 3-stars end up in someone else's recruiting class that are at the bottom of the list right now for Tennessee.
Well, I think that, one, you're going to see, because of the way the rankings are currently set, once we get, you know, hopefully we get back to football this fall. If we do, then I think you'll see some, you know, the evaluations change on kids. I think you'll see some kids rise in the rankings. And then two, you know, I don't think Tennessee's done with their blue chip guys. I think they're still very much in play for some headline type players. You know, and they're using these other guys like Will Coxon and Dylan Brooks and Cody Brown to go out and try to reel in an Amarius Mims or Smile Munden or whoever else. So, you know, Tennessee wants to add, you know, the best players they can in this class. I think there's natural attrition. You know, Tennessee's sitting at 21 right now. I think you should look at it more like Tennessee's sitting at 17, 16, 17. I just think there's going to be natural attrition. I think there's going to be, you know, an opportunity to improve this class. But you also have to spend time continuing to recruit the guys you already have in, because you don't want them to go, oh, yeah, you got me to commit. Now I don't hear from you anymore. You don't ever want them to feel that way. And so, you know, Tennessee's got to continue to you know, work this 21 class, all the while spring forwarding to 22, where Tennessee spent a good portion of the week working on in-state 22s, out-of-state 22s, and trying to get those players, you know, here or on virtual, you know, visits as quick as possible.
So a rare basketball question for you this time of year, Austin. Mac McClung, a star player at Georgetown. Rough time for Patrick Ewing, by the way, at Georgetown right now. Losing his best player. Looked like he was going to go to the NBA draft. Decides to come back to college, but he's not going to go to Georgetown. He's transferring. He's from Gate City, Virginia. There's been some rumors that he may look to transfer to Tennessee. But there's also a tie-in with a future possible Tennessee commitment that is a highly rated point guard in the city of Memphis, and maybe a reason why Tennessee wouldn't take Mac McClung as a transfer because of the possibility of landing this 5-star player. What can you tell us about that whole situation?
Well, McClung, you know, grew up in a family that had a lot of Vol fans in it. You know, I think he'd love to be here, but at the
sister
end of the day,
played soccer at Tennessee also, I think.
Right.
There's a tie in there.
Is he going to, you know, beat out one of the guys they have coming in, whether it be, you know, Keon Johnson or anybody else? You know, I say no. And so at that rate, you know, why go down that road when it could potentially hurt you with a guy like Kennedy Chandler out of, you know, out of the city of Memphis? So I think, you know, Tennessee right now is in a great spot for Chandler. Got to get that one to the finish line, but I think they've done a phenomenal job recruiting him. And so, you know, I see the merit in why some fans automatically want to take Mac McClung, but I also see the notion of, hey, you know, you don't want it to hurt you with one of the top players in the country in this next class. And Kennedy Chandler, man, he moves like Jordan Bone as far as speed with the ball. I mean, you know, that's one thing Tennessee missed last year, was the ability to get up and down the floor, and he can really, really get up and down the floor.
Well, and to put into perspective Kennedy Chandler as a prospect, even with the 3 5-star players Tennessee signed the last 2 years and the great recruiting of Rick Barnes, correct me if I'm wrong, Austin, but Kennedy Chandler would be the highest rated 5-star prospect ever signed by Rick Barnes at Tennessee, if they're able to land him out of Whitehaven in Memphis.
Yeah, I do believe that to be correct. And like I said, I mean, he's dynamic with the ball in his hands and can really change the game with not only his defense, where he's a pesky defender, but also his ability to get up and down the court in a hurry.
Austin Price, VolQuest.com, at Austin Priceless on Twitter. Always a pleasure talking Vols with Austin Price twice a week, Mondays and Fridays. Austin, thanks so much, man. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
That's Austin Price, VolQuest.com. Von Miller had some things to say about stopping Patrick Mahomes. Is it even possible? Did Von Miller display a loser's mentality with an answer to the Washington Post, or is he simply being honest? We'll explain. That's next. It's the Midday 180, queued up by Edley's Barbecue.